This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
All I know about this woman is her first name. It's Diane. She's from Hudson, Ohio. Not even sure where Hudson, Ohio is, but she writes a powerful paragraph that goes like this. Before my dad died, my dad used to sit in church every Sunday and just quietly weep. Every single Sunday we would go to church. My dad would just weep through the entire service. And Diane said, as a teenager, I wondered, what's up with this? Why does my dad weep during church? And so one Sunday afternoon, she said, Dad, I've got to ask you. I've never asked you this before, but why is it that every Sunday I look over and you are softly, quietly weeping, not sobbing out loud, but just quietly weeping? And here's what he said. Diane's dad said this: Diane, I just can't get over the fact that God would forgive a sinner like me. Wow. I just can't get over the fact that God would forgive a sinner like me. You may be a person who would never weep. And some of you are. You don't shed a tear in front of anybody, including your husband or wife. You may be a person who's got it all together, and that's just unthinkable to you about weeping in church or weeping anywhere. But let me tell you this, the thought has crossed your mind. How could God forgive me for what I did 10 years ago, 5 years ago, last week? That's what troubles the soul of most people in this room, all three services. And that's the truth. How could God forgive me? And I want to suggest to you, it goes back to what David said. Lord, save me because of your unfailing love. He throws it back to the Lord and says it's everything that he does and everything that he did. And in the Christian context, we can say God forgives me because of the cross. As Caleb mentioned, all of sin, Christ became sin. He didn't just have our sins. He became our sin on the cross. And we need to remember that and acknowledge that. I began with the lyrics to Leon Payne's song, Lost Highway. I want to close with reading them again. Put yourself in the lyric in some shape or fashion. I'm a rolling stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I've paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, just another guy on the lost highway. Just a deck of cards and a jug of wine, and a woman's lies make a life like mine. On the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. I was just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. No, he didn't. He didn't pay the cost. Jesus did. He did not pay the cost. Jesus Christ did. And the hope of that young man, 22 years old, in the context of that song, his only hope was Jesus Christ, to take him off the lost highway and bring him into a right relationship with the God who made him through what happened on the cross. You know what? That's your need. And that's my need. Don't leave here as somebody walking down the lost highway. You work with people every day who are walking down the lost highway, who have the attitude, it's too late to pray, there's nothing I can do. And as Christians, we bear the good news. You're not stuck on the lost highway. There's hope. There's hope, and it's in Christ, and it's in everything he accomplished on the cross. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together.
You know, the interesting thing about this psalm is David did not know Christ. You have the opportunity to know the one who died on a cross for your sins. His name is Jesus. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. To listen to this message again or to listen to any message you may have missed or find out more about a ministry we call Crosshope.
You have been listening to Crosshope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.